We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RotoWire Soccer DFS Show. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Jordan Cooper and Ryan Belongi. We're back for what feels like it's been a year since we all talked together on a show, but finally, DraftKings, they released prices. I don't know, I think it was like midnight last night. The slates actually came out, the contest came out a couple hours ago, so we're ready. Jordan, how much soccer DFS have you played in the past month? Because we haven't had a ton of classic slates. First off, we had a couple weeks of just a bunch of showdowns kind of a thing, but how busy have you been in the soccer streets?
Well, I played last week. Did I play last week? No, I don't remember. I was on two cruises.
That's right.
I think I played last week. I think I did. Now we were back. No, I played last week. And then before that I didn't. So one slate in maybe the past month, I guess.
Yeah. Ryan, we just got done talking. If you want a Super Bowl DFS show, me and Ryan just got done talking with Jack at Wednesday. But Ryan, you and Jack talked. We had a surprise Sunday show last weekend. But I don't know. How's the last month gone for you in terms of soccer, I guess?
I mean, it's been kind of boring without these Premier League slates. I know we had one last week, but we didn't have a pod or anything. And contests weren't great and pricing didn't come out till late, but yeah, I don't know. I miss these Fridays and waking up early Saturday morning, ready for a big slate. We got one though here and some contests to play at $25 King of the Pitch, Mega Qualifier King of the Pitch. The other contests aren't the greatest, but I'm not really going to complain. A nice 5-game slate without Man City. Exciting.
I like that Ryan said he misses getting up early on Saturday mornings.
I mean, I'm always up early on every morning, no matter what.
That's what I was going to say next. Okay.
You know, we got young children and I'm always up by 6 o'clock. So it's nice to have something to look forward to.
Jordan's just laughing at us right now. He's like, I don't understand what you guys are talking about. But
no, I get the weird thing is that I get up earlier on Saturdays than I do normally.
Right.
I set my alarm for 8:45 in the morning. A lot of times I'm up before then anyway, but just to be safe, 15 minutes before lineups come out, make sure the alarm goes off. But on most days, I'm not getting out of bed until 9:30 to 10 o'clock, like on the weekdays, right?
Living the life.
What a life.
Living the life, Jordan Cooper. But we got a 5-game slate here. At DraftKings, Liverpool are the biggest favorite. So how many Burnley players are we going to play? So the big news here, Jordan, there's a flu going around Liverpool camp. We're going to get a bunch of 18-year-olds playing. They're not going to have their best right back playing in this game. Connor Bradley, he's going to be out again. And this flu is just going to take out their entire team. So are we just going to stack Burnley or what's the move on this?
Is that for real? Is that this is news to me.
I thought you were a comedian. I'm just sending you jokes over there.
Oh, okay. I thought we're seriously talking. I'm like, I'm looking at the projected lineup and I'm like it looks like a normal team. Unless you're not doing your job, Adam. It's like, I'm looking, going, what are you talking about?
Like, it's pretty normal.
They're minus 550 favorites. So like, maybe this was new news. You got me there. You punked me.
No, we're pretty normal. Connor Bradley is not going to be available, but Kanate is suspended. So Kwanzaa probably in at center back. We know Szoboszlai is out as well. So we could see something like Harvey Elliott in the midfield. And we know Salah is out as well. So probably that front three. Darwin Nunez didn't start last week because he had an issue in his foot. So he'd probably be back in there. So that's kind of what we're looking like. I guess the one question with Liverpool, once we get to defender, we could see Andrew Robertson back in the starting 11 instead of Joe Gomez. So something to keep an eye on once those lineups come out. But what do? We just plug in Darwin and we plug in Jota and then move on to midfield? Or is there someone else you like at forward here?
Well, Ozzy in the chat says six-man Liverpool stacking cash. I can make a compelling case that on this five-game slate that you could play a lineup in cash games without any Liverpool players. You can
Let's
make
hear
a,
it.
Yeah,
no
I'm not
Liverpool
saying that that's
players.
What you should do. I'm just saying you can make a case that we have plenty of options that provide enough points, at least floor-wise, that you'd be fine. But the forward spot is, to me, on this slate, the forward spot is the weakest position for floor and defender and midfield. Like, I feel like I'd rather just play all defenders and midfielders on this slate. So I think that you're going to have to, at forward, sacrifice some floor for ceiling. And it's hard for me to not play one of the Liverpool forwards. The question is, here we go. Like Nunez is probably the highest floor player with some upside, with the good amount of upside. Jota, he could show up with a hat trick, but he has less of a floor. And then Diaz is there, who has a floor, but less upside, but he's the cheapest. I mean, my dummy cash lineup has one of these guys in, mainly for the main reason that I'm not sure that I'm punting at forward, like all the way down. I don't think there's anyone like really cheap under 6K that I'm comfortable playing. And then everyone else is kind of like, Where are the floors? I mean, I kind of take a look at the Liverpool players and I take a look at like Willian at 7,600. And then everyone else, like, I don't know. I Agbeni, and I mean, I feel like you're probably playing one Liverpool player at forward unless I'm seeing the slate wrong, Ryan. I mean, do you play two or do you play none? I mean, there's a case that you could play none of these guys because, I mean, if Liverpool score two goals and they get like these guys have 12 or 15 points, I mean, that's you could get that from other people, even at the forward position. But I would love to punt it forward and just stock up midfield and defenders. I'm just not sure who I'm doing that with.
Yeah, it's a tricky slate. I would like to punt at forward too because the midfielders and defenders are better, like you said, but there's not really much for punts. And the Liverpool forwards are clearly the best. Nunez and Jota, they're probably underpriced even on this slate, especially compared to some of the other prices at forward. I mean, Cunha's there at 9,900 after a hat trick against Chelsea. Richarlison 9,600. Yeah, you would expect the Liverpool players to be more expensive. They're midfielders too, so maybe that just something, whatever happened with DraftKings. Yeah, though I think if you got 90 minutes of Ogbene, he'd probably be the cash play just because it's pretty much the nut matchup for Luton at home against Sheffield. Ogbene has been playing 90. Kabore was only back for the most recent game, who had been playing in that right wing back position. I don't know. Ogbene's been pretty good, though, and with that matchup, I think I could go to Ogbene in cash. I did agree with you that I think you can make a lineup with one Liverpool player if you wanted, even zero Liverpool players. There is enough from the other teams on this slate, but it's just such a great spot for Liverpool. Too. I mean, 2.6 total. They were all over Burnley the last time these two teams played. Actually, the first thing I noticed about this slate is that three of the matchups are the same three matchups that were on that massive Boxing Day slate. Exact same. You had Luton, Sheffield, Liverpool, Burnley, and Fulham, Bournemouth. These are the reverse fixtures. Liverpool were all over Burnley in that spot, but somehow only managed one goal. And even Burnley had a lot of chances in that game. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. It sort of got off topic there. Yeah, Cash, I would like to play Darwin if I could, but you're going to have to sacrifice something at defense or midfield. Maybe you can. Like, I guess you got to decide where is the better place to sacrifice. Like, there's multiple expensive midfielders that are good plays, but there's some okay punts. So, like, maybe you can do it there. Defender, you know, we got Poro, both Liverpool guys, some guys in the mid-range. Like, maybe you could do it there. I don't know. Like, it's about evaluating, I think, where you want to punt. But like you said, I don't really like any of the forwards below Ogbene. I mean, maybe you can make a case for somebody, but I don't know, Adam, what do you think?
I think I like the Liverpool guys, and I might just click on two of their names, and hopefully the third guy I don't pick isn't the one who gets the brace, kind of a thing. Because I mean, if you're picking one, it just seems like you're at the risk of, okay, I'm going to pick Darwin because he's going to take 10 shots, but maybe it's a bad Darwin game and he takes four shots and Luis Diaz gets the brace and Jota gets another goal and an assist or something like that. And so you picked the wrong Liverpool guy. So, and I mean, that's just not how you really want to play in cash games. So I feel like getting two of those guys, you're at a better spot of not being screwed. As you said, below Ogbene, someone's mentioning it in the chat, Brereton Diaz, that's fine at Luton Town. But I mean, he's just a guy who you don't know how long he's going to go. Maybe a max of 70 minutes we're looking at. 5,300. I guess I'll bring up here. So Simon Gaudos is back from the Asian Cup, and he's 5K. We played him previously because he had set pieces. But with Jensen in the lineup, he's probably not going to have set pieces. So if he starts, is there, because he's cheap, would we consider playing him if he's like in a wingback role or anything like that? You're out on that strategy, Jordan?
No, I mean, like, you got like Bobby DiCordova Reed. I mean, there are guys in the five. There are guys there. I'd rather play a guy from a favored side than a dog side. I mean, it's a five-game slate. You have favorites to choose from. It's very hard to go. If you're going to go for a forward that's that cheap, I don't care about the floor. I care about getting bailed out by something. Because like taking a 5K, taking a Cordova Reed or a Brereton, taking all these guys, Jacob Brown, I mean, he's there. I mean, like all these are like, they're fine, but getting 4 points, like I'd rather take someone that has a floor of two that could get two goals than take just a guy that like, most of the time scores between 4 and 8. And if he scores on the four end, you're really screwed.
So what do you think about Evan Ferguson at 5,500?
Oh no. Why would you, he has the, I don't want to play a bright, like, dude, I'm
you
not.
You just said you'd rather play a guy with 2 floor points who has brace upside.
Yeah, but not the second biggest underdog. Like, come on. Like this.
So it's Will Asula time.
Yeah, why not? Well, yeah, you're right. Why not? I mean, at this point, you might as well just go all the way down to the bottom and whoever has the lowest, the cheapest check mark. I just don't think you have to do that on this slate. I don't think you have to go that cheap. And how come we went through all of this? No one, like, I'm fine with Willian and then Ryan in cash games. Like Adam says, like, oh, I don't want to take a Diaz and then Jota scores. I don't want to take Nunez and then Diaz scores. What do you think the ownership, this is cash game, not necessarily GPPs. I'm not exactly sure. Playing around with the salaries, I'm not exactly sure that one of these guys is going to be so much more owned than the other ones. Even if people play 2 Liverpool forwards, which I'm not even sure that they do. Jota has the best goal scoring odds. But I almost feel like it's going to be Nunez 1, Diaz 2, and Jota 3. And from a substitution patterns perspective, like who's the most likely to go 90 down to the least likely to go 90. I almost like the fact that since Salah's out, that maybe Diaz played. I mean, he's just plays 90 and he's 7,400. He may end up with 15 peripheral points at that. I mean, like, I almost feel like Jota only kills me if he scores two goals, even in cash games. So, like, I'd rather find the extra 500 for Nunez or just save money and just go down to Diaz. So what are your thoughts on the three Liverpool forwards? And do you think that a lot of people are going to make those two Liverpool builds? And how does that affect ownership?
Yeah, I don't know, because it's hard to play two Liverpool guys. Like, are people really going to want to fade these defenders and midfielders? I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to be crazy high owned. Like, are people going to play Jota in cash? He feels underpriced, but I'm still not sure people are going to be excited about clicking him in cash. I don't know. And Nunez too, like, I thought he would be, I think he will be the most popular, but yeah, I don't think it'll be crazy because you'll have people that just save the money and go to Diaz, and people who just won't even spend up at forward, I think, because of, you know, wanting to jam in a Liverpool defender and Poro and one of the midfielders. I don't know. I could be wrong, but
it sounds like you guys don't want to play anyone.
No, I want to play these guys. I'm not sure how highly owned they'll be. Do you think I could be wrong? Maybe are people just going to jam to Liverpool? I didn't think so.
I don't know. Based off the comments, people might just jam Luton Town here. Morris and Adebayo.
We'll talk about that in GPPs.
So Jordan, you're on one Liverpool and Agbene. Ryan, you're on.
Why are we not talking about Willian? He's playing 90 minutes. He split set pieces. Fulham's favored.
Willian did me bad last week. I'll have Ryan talk on Willian here. Ryan, do you want to play Willian?
Not really, but I mean, he did have 11 floor points last week and 15 the week before that. And he did take the last two penalties, I believe, ahead of Pereira. So I think it's fine. You know, they're slight favorites at home against Bournemouth, which is also fine. Adama Traore, is he going to be back on the bench? I mean, you know,
yes.
Year is this, Ryan? What are we talking? Did we go back in time?
Well, part of the thing is these Fulham guys, Andreas Pereira and Willian, have been playing 90 minutes because Fulham have no attackers. They haven't had Iwobi. They haven't had Wilson. They haven't had Adama Traore. They haven't had Raul Jimenez. So getting Adama back on the bench is going to mean one of them is coming off. One of them is coming off earlier. You know, Willian's been more consistent. We can talk about Pereira when we get there, but we used to shy away from Pereira because of the minutes. You know, he's been absolutely smashing lately and playing longer with Fulham shorthanded. Now, they're still kind of shorthanded, like just having Adama Traore back. But yeah, I don't mind Willian. I think it's fine, but like I would want to click a Liverpool player instead. Just feels like more bailout potential for a similar salary.
Are you actually on a Sula, Ryan? Oh, I'll ask that
here. For tournaments?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
even if McBurney is on the bench or something?
Yeah, because, like, Willis, he's not going to play that long anyways. He's 4,300 and, like, just need a goal. I mean, Jordan already alluded to it, but Luton stacks just seem like the nuts, so why not play a Sheffield player as well? I like Willis Sula, too. I think he's got potential. He's really fast, really strong, like made fun of him before on this podcast, before seen him play a few times now this year. And he's raw and, you know, he's still lacking some skill, but athletically and physically he's got everything. So yeah, I'll play some Willis Sula.
Are you worried that he was benched at halftime last week, even though McBurney wasn't on the bench?
I think he was hurt. I was watching and he started limping around like he was clearly gassed. So I thought that's what it was. Like, yeah, you know, I still don't think he's not going to play like more than 60 minutes. They have all their forwards back, but he looked like he picked up a knock to me at the end of the first half.
He's gone 45 in each of the last two starts. I didn't see what happened there in terms of a knock. I did see Sheffield United players running around all over and Aston Villa scoring 5 goals onto them.
Oh, the Villa game. My bad. The one that he went 45 in before that, he actually played a great first half but got injured right at the end.
Okay.
The Villa game, they were just awful. Newcastle. So, you know, you got to take those players out.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. All right, so I don't know if we got an answer here, but it's we'll see what happens. Jordan, you're playing both in tournaments. You're playing both Adebayo and Carlton Morris, or are you just picking one? Do you have a favorite?
I mean, take a look at the odds. I mean, if we take a look, Adebayo is the third highest goal scoring odds, minus 105, and he's 7,300. Luton have the third highest team total on the slate.
Wait a minute. Why is Carlton Morris plus 200 on PKs?
Well,
I was going to ask you the same thing. Do we think, is he off PKs? Did Adebayo have a PK in his hat trick? I can't remember.
I do not know. Or you have to look it up. But
because I was surprised by that, and it made me thought that Morris was off PKs, unless those goal scoring odds are wrong, which they are from DraftKings quite a bit, or wherever these come in from.
Carlton Morris has 3 PKs in league play this season, and Adebayo has 0. Does that change your mind here in terms of playing one of these guys, Jordan?
No, I want to play Luton. Ogbeni, Doughty. I mean, good. If you want to pay 7,600 for Ross Barkley, be my guest. He'll just burn me every. I mean, I was playing Ross Barkley when he was like 4,500, and like, okay, that's fine, but maybe Ross Barkley I don't play, but I like the pairing the wingers with the forwards, and because I don't know how many people are going to play Luton when really Luton's in a better spot than Fulham are, and I think Pereira and Willian would be more owned than Doughty and Adebayo and Morris and Ogbeni.
I mean, I don't think so, but I sure hope you're right.
You don't think people love Luton Town right now based off a 4-0 win against
Brighton? Yeah, that's what I think.
Newcastle?
I think people love Luton Town a little bit. So while, yeah, they're good plays, but I do think people are going to play them.
Elfie Doughty is a lock in all formats is a comment here. We'll get to midfield there in a little bit.
I'm not all that convinced with playing Doughty in cash games. I mean, he's fine. He's fine. But I think he's at the peak of his price and he's got competition on set pieces now that I don't know.
On the PK decision, Carlton Morris took a PK last weekend and Adebayo was on the field. Yeah. So Morris is still the PK taker.
Kind of weird odds, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that means instead of playing him, just bet him at plus 200 then if the odds are off.
I mean, I already know what I'm going to do, but.
What are we doing with Tottenham here? They're the second biggest favorite on the slate, home against Brighton. Apply goal total, 2.11. That is, you know, almost about 0.35 more than Luton Town there. We got Son back. Kulishevsky also an option, or he could start. I guess Son could technically start as well. So we have a deep bench. Deep bench in the midfield as well. Does that turn us off of these guys? Richarlison seems like a pretty good tournament play. 9,600. How many people are going to look at Richarlison? He's in form, though, when you got the cheaper Liverpool guys. Are you looking at Tottenham, I guess, Jordan? Are you worried at all about the depth on the team? And I don't know. It's an interesting situation.
We're playing DFS. There's nothing to be worried about.
Sorry, Tottenham
are just overpriced. I mean, pretty much that's the Tottenham are priced higher than Liverpool, and that to me makes no sense. So, to me, Tottenham are Poro, or you play Verbruggen on the other side as a goalkeeper. I mean, obviously, all these guys have ceilings, but yeah, I mean, if some guys are only going to play 65 minutes, I don't want to pay peak prices for guys that could get substituted. If they were cheaper, that's a different story. But can Tottenham put up 3 or 4 goals here? Of course they can. It just It's a 5-game slate. We got other options. As of right now, I'm playing 4 GPP lineups and 1 cash lineup, and I'm not playing any of these guys.
Fading Tottenham. Ryan, what are your thoughts on Tottenham?
That game has the highest total on the slate. And I actually think it's going to go overlooked because people are going to jam Liverpool and Luton. So in a vacuum, I would agree with Jordan in that I just want to play Liverpool and Luton, but I don't think people are going to play Spurs. And the odds would say that game has the best chance to go 3-2. And I mean, we know it does. Look, it's Tottenham and Brighton. Both the teams that we've seen, their defenses have major lapses throughout the season and still dealing with a few injuries, I think. I am worried about I didn't even know Son was going to be back. That's not great. Timo and Brennan Johnson are relatively cheap. You know, they're the same price as the Luton guys. I don't mind taking a shot there just because they're not going to be owned. But it's not somewhere I'm not going to be able to click it in, like, my high-stakes stuff, I don't think. But Richarlison, I think Richarlison is a good GPP play because he's overpriced. But you mentioned he's in the form of his life. Scored in 7 out of the last 8, 9 goals in that span. It's too bad Son's back because Richarlison has just been, like, nailed on for 90 minutes as long as games stay competitive. But that probably isn't the case anymore. Still,
still think he might be because Werner's
I kind of been... do too. Like, yeah, like I feel like Son would be more likely to come on for Timo or Brennan, but yeah. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, as you said, I mean, highest implied goal total, I think there are options in that slate. It's just you just don't want to pick Brennan Johnson and have him go 45 minutes and then Son come on for him at halftime because they're disappointing or something like that. So just something to think about in case you're looking that way. But getting to cash games here, we got to get to midfield where that's where we got a lot of good choices is what I'll say. So can go through the list. James Maddison, the YouTube cover boy, he's 9,200. I guess we didn't even mention Pascal Gross, but he's 9,400. Not sure if he's going to be entering either of your guys' thoughts. Pedro Neto is 8,100. Alfie Doughty is 8,400. Andres Pereira, 7,700. Tavernier, 7,500. I think those are the main ones. Am I missing someone here? Looks to be about
a lot of options.
Do you have a favorite, Jordan? Are you looking to James Maddison, or would you rather save money and play someone who probably is just as good in DFS, who's cheaper?
What's the deal with Maddison? Because remember, I haven't played DFS. I played one slate in a month. What's the deal with Matt? I look at our cheat sheet, which is probably the best document you could ever have for playing Premier League DFS or any DFS, any league, League MX, it doesn't matter. Everything's on the sheet that you'd ever need. And, Maddison without, corner kicks? I mean, what's going on? Right, he came back 2 games, 88 minutes, 86 minutes. Poro's the one with all the corners, 3 kicks. Like, how do I pay $9,200 for that? If, like, $9,200 is for him with a monopoly of set pieces. If he's not going to have a monopoly of set pieces, why shouldn't I just play Doughty or Pereira or any? I mean, what? Why am I? I mean, this is a slate where you need the money. It's not like it's like soft pricing. You have all these options. I don't know. I didn't even, based on this, unless you tell me otherwise that something's going to change, I'm not even considering Maddison at 9,200 in cash.
Ryan, no. What's your take there?
Yeah, no, he's not in consideration. Poro's been taking more of the corners. Most all of the corners, I believe, since Maddison came back. Poro's really good at corners, too. I don't see that really changing. Maybe they end up splitting at some point just so Poro doesn't have to run over to the left side. But, yeah, 9,200 for Maddison seems too much on this slate. And I said in the article he was strictly a GPP option. But even for me, I think there'll be enough people in the field who still like thinks he has a monopoly of sets and like it'll like boost his ownership just a little bit to the point where you know, in a decreased role, I won't really want to take a shot on him. So yeah, it's not really in consideration for me.
I guess I didn't mention, I didn't even notice Sarabia took the majority of set pieces for Wolverhampton last week. He's 7,400. So
yeah,
he's got another. The issue with Sarabia is that, I mean, he probably doesn't play more than 70 minutes. I mean, the thing is that you could, there's a knock on all of these players. Like the knock on Doughty is that Barkley's been taking some corners, right? The knock on Pereira is that Willian takes some, right? And probably PK's over him, right? So there's knocks on these, but like I prioritize, like, can you give me 90 minutes, right? So like, I think like Pereira and Doughty, like I would put above, like Tavernier doesn't have him, not that, I mean, set piece wise. They spread him at Christie and Cook and all these guys take set pieces. Sarabia, I mean, I like, but I mean, he'll split with Neto, right? And Sarabia rarely ever plays 90 minutes. So, I mean, I'm just stuck here with, I mean, if Fulham doesn't have, especially if Pereira is not on the bench, like Pereira and Willian are just going to play 90 minutes and just like, I know it's the toss-up matchup. They're only a slight home favorite. But, I mean, give me 12 to 15 points out of each of these guys. I mean, they're the only two guys that do anything. They're becoming, with no one on the bench, like Eze and Elise for Crystal Palace. Not a very good team, but these are the only two guys that do anything. I feel safest with those guys. And then Doughty. It's just that Doughty is obviously more expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the best two plays for cash games are clearly Doughty and Pereira. I'm not sure who's the better play. Like, I don't really have a take when you factor in the price. It's just Pereira, like, this newfound consistency, how sticky is it? And, like 90 minutes of Doughty, I think I would just be jamming him in there. I know he's more expensive, but I do think he comes with some minutes risk. I don't, you know, depending on the bench. Yeah, I don't know. I think those two guys are the best. I think for tournaments, the Wolves guys are going to go way under-owned. And like, I'm not sure if I'm going to get there, but Wolves have been playing great. And ceiling if they score.
How would you play that situation with Sarabia and Neto? And I will mention Hwang Hee-chan will be available. He could start. He's going to be on the bench either way. So that's probably going to remove Sarabia, take away minutes for Sarabia, where he could be, you know, instead of the 72 minutes he got last game, it could be 60, it could be 45. We saw this earlier in the season. Does that take away from even considering Sarabia?
It probably means I like don't play much of those guys. I just think they have ceilings. You know, even in 70 minutes, I think Sarabia is going to take most of the set pieces and has penalties. But, you know, when he comes off and Neto plays 90, you know, if you get a goal out of these guys, their floor is going to make them good plays. But there's a lot of opportunity cost everywhere at this slate, at midfield and with lineup construction. So it's going to be tough for me to get there. It's going to be tough for the whole field to get there, though. So, that, you know, they're good plays in the main GBP, you know, if you're building 20 lineups or whatever.
So you guys are probably looking to spend on two midfielders. In your utility, would you be looking for a third? You're only going to spend up on one midfielder, Jordan.
Well, it depends on what you do at forward. I mean, this really comes down to lineup construction, what you do at defender. Right now, well, before we get into defender, right now my dummy build has a three defender lineup, right? And we'll talk about that. But I think there are options in every range at midfield that are viable as long as you play. Like I don't think the right construction is to play two expensive forwards and two cheap midfielders. Like I don't think that is the I don't think you're doing something like Nunez, Jota, and then like two 5K left 6K or something like that. I think you're playing at least one of the guys that we've mentioned. I think you're playing at least one of Doughty or Pereira. If not, and if you're playing both, that means you're not playing one of the expensive defenders or not playing one of the expensive forwards. You're going to have to get rid of one of these things. I think right now, I think there's value in the mid to low range of midfield that it's really, you're comparing those guys to the cheap forwards or the cheap defenders. And I think that the midfielders rate out better. Now, let's start the list. Like, can you play Gustavo Hammer at 6K? I mean, you can. Whoa. I won't. Okay. But you can. I like someone on Sheffield. I like a different player on Sheffield. I mean, like James McAtee, it's 5,700. Like, to me, these are the types of guys that I'm going to play in my Luton lineup. Like, if I'm going to play an Adebayo Doughty line, I want to play a Luton and Sheffield go, 5-2 or something like that. And I want someone on the other side. But we scroll down and, like, would I put it past anyone to play Matthias Jensen at 5,400? He's fine. He's fine in there. But we mentioned the Liverpool players. Tell me more. Like I said, I haven't played in a month, right? Depending on how Liverpool lines up with Salah out and mid, he got guys out. Like, Alexis McAllister is putting up like double digits and shooting. Like, we have three shots, one shot. He's playing 90 minutes, three shots, fouls drawn, stuff like that. Like, Harvey Elliott, I mean, he probably doesn't play 90, but I almost feel like if I'm going to take a shot on a 5K midfielder, let me at least get a guy that could potentially be involved in multiple goals. And I'd much rather do that than play like some 4K midfielder that has like a 5-point floor that, I'm looking like Lewis Cook at 5,100 going, yeah, he's there. You could play Lewis Cook. Have fun with that. Have fun with your 7 points, but which is an option. I'm not saying that you can't play Lewis Cook. You can. He's there. But how about Elliott and McAllister? Is there
Curtis Jones is 4K too.
In just an attacking role with like Endo or something at defensive midfield. I mean, like, what, how is this Liverpool midfield laid out now that McAllister has been getting all these shots off and moving forward?
I'll leave it to Ryan. I'll just say there was a slate. There was, I think it was FA Cup slate where Alexis McAllister took maybe 10 set pieces in it. He's taken a couple recently because Trent Alexander-Arnold was out for a few weeks with an injury. And they didn't really have anyone else to take him. And McAllister was kind of taking the majority of them. So that's part of it. You can see here, he's taken some in these league games, not a ton, but Endo has been away at the Asian Cup. So it's just been, I don't know, Ryan could speak to it. It's just been just a matchup thing, I think, more than anything. But
I mean, yeah, I've definitely noticed that he's gone three straight games with double-digit fantasy points and without being helped by set pieces in any of those games. I think he took one in those, but also Endo wasn't on the field either. I think Endo's back now. He could start here. I think that would even help McAllister. I just think what Liverpool have been in spots where I want to say they were chasing against Arsenal, but it's just if you're going to play if you're going to play 90 minutes for a team as good as Liverpool that creates as many chances. I mean, McAllister has always liked to shoot from deep. I mean, yeah, I think he's too cheap at 4,900. If Alexander Arnold's not on the field for 90 minutes, then McAllister is next up for right-footed set pieces too, with Szoboszlai out. So it makes all the sense in the world for 49. And
who's on PKs?
I think Darwin missed the last one off.
Right,
the
crossbar. That's what I'm asking.
So
his crossbar game.
You never know, I guess.
It could
maybe Trent,
be.
You know, with Salah, it wouldn't ever surprise me if Trent stepped up either with Salah out. Yeah. But,
if we take a look at just the goal scoring odds, I mean, Alexis McAllister is plus 350.
Yeah, and you have Curtis Jones there at 4K too. I mean, the Liverpool guys are just the best options for sure. Better than Lewis Cook, I think. I mean, you could consider Lewis Cook if Alex Scott doesn't start. But like if Scott was in there, been taking sets over Lewis Cook, then you just can't even consider. And then you got Jordan Clark all the way down at 3,600. Started three straight games in an attacking role. Now, there's no chance he's going to play more than like 70, low 70s minutes. But like the matchup is as good as it gets. Really is as good as it gets. So I don't know. He's worth mentioning.
But I mean, but would you agree with me, Ryan? I prefer these guys over all but one 4K defender.
Yeah, right. Over all but one 4K defender. I agree.
And also, I would rather play McAllister at 4,900 than whoever the hell, Brereton or DeCordova Reed or those 5K forward guys. Like, I'd much rather play any, either three of the Liverpool guys. I mean, just even like, dude, if Alex Scott isn't in, I'll play Lewis Cook over any of those cheap forwards. So that's where it really comes in, where I said before that I just don't think you're punting it forward because, like, you're not paying for anything. If you're going to punt, you might as well just punt all the way down at that point.
It's really annoying that Liverpool are priced this way. It's like, it's just hitting me now. It could be such a good slate. Like, well, if McAllister was 6,500 and, you know, Elliott's in the 6Ks, and like, it doesn't make sense for them
and
to be
that. If Nunes was like 10-4.
10K. Yeah. Like, right. It's, man, it really could have been a better slate. It's unfortunate.
Adam's on mute. He's speechless.
Oh, Adam's on mute.
Yep, I'm on mute. Sorry, the baby was crying. I had to go on mute. Are you playing McAllister then, Ryan? Did Jordan sell you?
I didn't really need selling. I mean, I wrote the same thing in my article. I think the Liverpool guys are the best plays in the cheap range. McAllister and Curtis Jones would be the best two for me, only ahead of Harvey Elliott because of price. I think Harvey, if those are the three midfielders that started, I kind of think Elliott would end up as the lowest owned of the three just because of price, which I think makes him a decent tournament play.
Yeah, I mean, Gravenberch is an option as well. He's there, but I think he's less likely than those guys to play, I don't know,
yeah,
more than
60
minutes.
The thing, you know, I should say maybe sometimes DK knows this stuff, and you know, DraftKings Liverpool have all their midfielders back. Thiago's back in playing.
No, he's out.
Oh, he is? I saw him. He played against Arsenal, but now he's out.
Re-injury.
Okay, well, that's good. So they have Endo and Gravenberch, who always come in, and you know, Liverpool always sub two of these midfielders. So, yeah, you'd like to get the guy who's going to play 90 minutes. McAllister seems most likely.
Yeah, DK knows. That's why they wait to release the slate. They know what's going to happen, but they have to wait. They need so much time to figure out what's going to happen. So that's why the slates are coming out late, because they know.
Means Madison is definitely scoring a goal, and Madison and Richarlison, they know that Tottenham, and they...
And Mateus Cunha.
I was going to say, we barely mentioned Barkley. Cunha here. No, not Barkley. Speaking of Liverpool...
Enough of this Ross Barkley slander. I can't wait to play Ross Barkley.
I'm not saying anything bad. He's been awesome this season. So, and he's basically going 90s. So, I mean, you can't really shoot it down too much.
I remember when Ross Barkley burst on the scene as a 16-year-old. Must have been like 15 years ago now. Forever.
Man, you're old.
I've never seen a player like him, and everyone felt that way. I remember Alex Ferguson wanted to sign him. Pep Guardiola wanted to sign him. I mean, there was talk of him breaking the English transfer record. And I mean, he's dealt with a lot of injuries, just couldn't stay healthy, bounced around from teams, like bad situations. Like, it's nice to see him finally back. He's always had so much potential. He's not the same physically, but I don't know. Look at his game log. Six straight double-digit fantasy performances. You've got the best matchup he could possibly have. On the verge of an England call-up. No one wants to play him, as Jordan just said.
Like, only because of his price. Like, dude, I was playing him at 4% own when he was 5K.
Wait,
I mean, I know Ross Barkley. It's just that at 7,600 now we're getting to the point of like,
he's going to get a call-up? He's going to play for England.
I said, well, he sure should get a call-up. I mean, they've been calling up Calvin Phillips, my God, and Jordan Henderson. I mean, Ross Barkley can run circles around those two.
I mean, when was the last time Calvin Phillips was called up? Was that recent?
I mean, he played in the last major tournament. He played in the World Cup.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I don't know. Okay. Either way, what he might have.
FC
Jordan Henderson did though.
Sorry, FC in the chat. Ivan Toney is 6,900. I actually think he's even viable in cash because you have to compare him to Ogbeni. You have to compare him to the Luton guys. Like, he's for sure going to play 90 minutes. He's for sure taking penalties and he's taking direct free kicks.
Do you play him over Darwin?
I mean, he's 2K cheaper. It's not something that I normally do, but Toney should be more expensive. So I don't mind if somebody uses that as value, actually.
Well, Toney is one of my forward GPP plays because I haven't played Ivan Toney in 2 years because they used to price him at like 10-5 for no reason.
Right.
Now he's actually plus 140 to score. I may be pairing him up with a certain defender, and that seems like an option.
Wait, you're playing Ethan Pinnock on this slate?
Yes. I'm pairing him up with Ethan and Ben Mee, the center back to the forward goal.
That just happened. I think it was last weekend. That just happened. We got a center back to center back goal. I forgot what it was, but it was a classic slate. I'm pretty sure. Was it? It could have been Brighton. No, it was Wolverhampton, who they're actually playing. It was Craig Dawson and...
Dawson and Kilman.
Yeah, Dawson and Kilman. That's right. That was great. That was against Manchester United. But speaking of defenders, we have a discussion that we need to have. So we kind of mentioned Pedro Porro already. Pedro Porro is 7,100. Trent Alexander-Arnold is 6,800. We already mentioned the set-piece situations there. Do we play both in cash games? Can you get to both in cash games, or do you have to select one? What's your move, Jordan? You're playing both.
Playing both. I mean, to me, I look on the slate and I think all my lineups will have like just two out of, if two, if not all three of, just there's three. To me, there's like four defenders worth playing, right? Depending on who starts. I mean, we always say that the defender pricing is they misprice the defense. Like, defenders at this price are worth more than midfielders at that price just due to positional scarcity. It's so important. If you could get 10 to 15 points each out of your defender spots, it's just so hard to find those scores consistently from other people. So the only question I have with TAA is that is he going to play 90? And even if he doesn't play 90, Trent Alexander-Arnold playing 90 minutes in a game where Liverpool is a minus 550 favorite and has an implied goal total of 2.6 at defender would regularly be priced close to 9K. So even if you told me that he was going to play 65 to 70 minutes, I mean, 6,800 seems like at least efficient. And if he ends up playing 90, he's way too cheap. So, like, I look at Poro, I look at Alexander-Arnold, I look at Robertson, if Robertson starts, and then you go down to Reguilon at 4,400, and, like, there's my defender pool. Like, everyone else would be just the GP. Like, if you're playing Fulham and you want to pair Anthony Robinson with, you know, some guys, like, all of that is fine. And if you want to start doing that type of stuff. But just in general, your core players, Ryan, am I speaking out of play? Is there anyone else here that you'd consider playing in cash?
No. But I'm not sure that I will play all three.
You're talking about with Reguilon in there.
Yeah, I mean, I probably will, but like Poro's priced pretty close to those midfielders. And I mean, the Liverpool midfielders are cheap. Like, you might be able to play one of them at the flex too, and like two expensive midfielders, or like, you know, I don't know. I don't think 7,100 Poro is a smash, is what I'm saying. Just like in a vacuum. So like, and there's other spots I like on this slate. I'm worried a little about TAA. As Jordan said, 90 minutes out of TAA, and I'd have him in every lineup. I mean, do we think he goes 90? Connor Bradley being out should help, but still almost like you never know. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like. What do you think?
Based off those game logs, I mean, we could see the 22 and 58. So he returned from his injury, went 22 minutes, and then their game was 4 days later, so he went 58 minutes. Now he's got a full week, so that's kind of what I think. I think he's ready for 90 minutes is what I'll say. If we're worried,
well,
about
then
it,
you know, but 90 minutes he should be priced around like 9K, as Jordan said. But yeah,
do you like Ivan Toney or Pedro Poro?
Yeah, I mean Poro for cash.
But you're not comparing those two. You're comparing Poro to Pereira, like you're pairing Poro to a Doughty, right? I know that Doughty, yes. Obviously it's a $1,300 difference, but you could always finagle.
Yeah, that's Pereira. That's what I was saying.
Right, you're comparing.
Yeah,
those.
That's kind of what I was saying.
Right, Tony, you're more comparing to like Luis Diaz or like someone that you would fill just Willian, someone that fills that needs to be in a forward spot. Poro, like
this is my utility I'm talking about right now.
Right, well, I mean, who says that you need to play? I mean, how much of a priority, Ryan, is Sergio Reguilon at 4,400 splitting set pieces for a Brentford team that's not like, I mean, they're an underdog, and also like. Just from looking at the cheat sheet, like it feels like unless I know their roster is turned over, it seems like every player that would play wide is out for them.
Well,
like anyone that would possibly even, I mean, they have Henry out, Hickey out, Waymo out, Shot except, out, and this, I mean, all these guys
right,
are out.
Right, right. Except the guy who's been playing that position and going 90 minutes most of the time, and that's Lewis Potter, who I would totally expect to come on for Reguilon. So, yeah, I do like Reguilon, but it worries me. They have their other wing back, too, now. Godos is back, too.
I was going to say Godos is so back. Like, he played both left and right side.
And Lewis Potter has been playing the left wing back and doing relatively well. But, yeah, 4,400, I think Reguilon is a cash play, but I don't think he's going to go 90 minutes. But, you know, again, like I don't want to hang your hat on that. If he did 90 minutes.
I don't know if you know this.
Can I ask Ryan something first?
Sure.
We were comparing Poro to those midfielders before. Now we have to compare Reguilon to the Liverpool midfielders. So let's say you already had one of, like, McAllister in your lineup. So one of them is already in your lineup. Would you, if you, salary not being an option, right? Would you rather have Harvey Elliott, or Curtis Jones or Reguilón in that spot, in the utility spot? Or would you rather have Reguilón in the defender spot with Trent Alexander-Arnold, right? Same construction, but now you're stuck in that set. Do you play Poro or a Doughty Pereira, like one of those midfielders? Which spot is the, like, I feel as if playing both Poro, playing, I'm more willing to sacrifice Reguilón for the Liverpool midfielders. But when you do that, that means you have to play, you don't have to, but I mean, you're essentially playing Poro with Trent Alexander-Arnold in your defender spots. Now, when you play Reguilón, now you don't have to play one of the Liverpool midfielders, but now you're stuck with Poro or the midfielders. It feels like, to me, I'd much rather, I think Reguilón is great for a floor, but I'd sacrifice a little bit of floor for the Liverpool midfielders that could possibly get on the score sheet. So to me, that cements the fact that I'd almost rather play Poro over a second one of those midfielders just due to that dynamic. Because unless we're going to talk about Andrew Robertson, which could throw in that you're playing him instead, you're playing both Liverpool fullbacks. Because I think it's
what happens if Robert. Yeah, I mean, what happens if Robertson starts? He's 5,700 and going to split set pieces. If Robertson went 90 minutes, you'd surely want to play him. I would, at least, over Poro for sure.
I don't think he's going.
It's 90. Tough. Yeah, no, I don't know. You know, they don't. I don't think he is either, but it's still tough to fade at 5,700 when you see Robertson starting against Burnley. Are you just going to tell yourself, oh, he's coming off, so I'm going to fade? Maybe. I don't know, Jordan. That's a really tough question.
I was going to ask about corners, but I pulled up the heat maps. It looks like Jensen's on left side of corners and Reguilón is on right side. And so it does look like there is a split, because I thought it was possible that Reguilón just took corners after Jensen went off, but that wasn't the case. So looks like there is a split there.
Yeah, it seems like there just always would be a split, as Reguilón's the only left-footed guy they have out there, in the same way that Mbeumo would split when he's normally the only left-footed guy out there. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not quite as worried about Poro's ceiling for 7,100. I could be willing to fade that.
Poro's a ceiling. If this game's going to be, 3-2, 4-3, I mean, even if you told me that Madison takes back some of the set pieces that Poro would take, I mean, Poro could still have 7 crosses and 3 chances created.
He could. It could be just a feeling, but I felt like he was more involved in the attack when Spurs didn't have all these attackers that they do now at their disposal. I don't know.
Are you worried about? This is DFS we're playing. You don't have to worry.
I mean, when there's all this opportunity cost, you have to worry a little. I don't know. I could fade it. That's all I'm saying. I think he's got a tough matchup on that left side against Miedema and Estupiñán, and I don't know. Maybe you can fade it.
All right. Before we get to Jordan's take on goalkeepers, I got my center back pick. We're going down, assuming we get him to start. There's a chance he's going to be in for Teden Mengi, who's injured. But Reece Burke at 3,200 for Luton Town. Averages 0.77 shots, 0.77 chances created per match. Gets up on corners. And if you're already playing Doughty, get the Doughty assist right to Reece Burke. There you go. Play him. You can either, you can play him in the utility if you want, or you could play him over Poro. And then, go with one of the 7K guys, a different 7K guy in your utility. So there you go. Reece Burke is the center back play. Are you sold, Jordan?
No, because Reece Burke is 3,200. He has a anytime goal scoring odds of 1,200. Let me tell you, there's a guy that's 300 more expensive and he's plus 450 to score. And I don't know why he's this cheap. But I think he's borderline a cash play if you need it.
Van Dijk?
Virgil Van Dijk's 3,500. In a game where Liverpool's at home as a minus 550 favorite, he should be like 4,500. Typically, they price these guys like that.
I believe he took one of those pens we were talking about when Salah wasn't on the field, just to throw that out there.
In a PK shootout?
No, I think in an actual game. I can check it out. It was like a month ago.
Like Van Dyke is vibe. Like to me, I think Van Dyke, if you go, I'm not going to play Reguilon at 4,400 or instead of Curtis Jones or anything like dude, a $3,500 defender with such big clean sheet equity and he gets up on corners. Maybe
that was for Netherlands. Sorry.
Why don't you just play Kwanzaa?
It's hard for me not to consider if I'm playing a Darwin Nunez Alfie Doughty lineup, and I'm like, well, I can't even afford Reguilon at 4,400 in a defender spot. I think Van Dijk is perfectly fine at 3,500. The only reason I'm mentioning it now is because once she mentioned Reese Burke, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna pay $4,800 for Van Dijk at like 4% owned and try to score a goal. Then when I saw he was 3,500, I'm like, no, I hope people don't realize that he's only 3,500.
Well, I know he's going to be chalk. That's why I had to go somewhere else. I don't want to.
Well, he's not going to be chalk. It's a five-game slate. He's a center back.
He'll be like 40%. People love playing Van Dijk.
He'll be 8%. He'll be something like that. Something around it.
Yeah. With Konate suspended, Kwanzaa set to start as well. He's 2,900. So if you need to save even more money, there's another Liverpool center back that you can use. Actually, how much is Joe Gomez? Joe Gomez is 3,800. But
right. See, Ryan Wright left. Once he heard that Van Dijk was 3,500, he left to go take more money out of the bank so he could put it in.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kwanzaa 2,900 too. I was going to say that. I don't know. Yeah, I think you can play those guys in any format.
Are we spending down at goalkeeper? We have so much to spend on our field players. Are we spending down in goalkeeper? We don't have a home underdog here. Do you have a favorite goalkeeper, Jordan? What is your strategy on this slate?
I mean, if you're going to pay up, I mean, you're going to play Allison, right? I mean, from a clean sheet odds perspective, it's way higher than others. It's goalkeeper. I mean, it's normally there's no take here, but I think I'm Fodderingham. If I'm not playing much, maybe not Fodderingham, Verbruggen or Steele, whoever starts for Brighton. If I'm not going to play much Tottenham, dude, I don't need a clean sheet. Like if Tottenham puts up 12 shots and Verbruggen has, you know, 9 saves and 3 goals, I'm fine. I mean, I don't need the clean sheet. It's quite possible on this slate that there may not be clean sheets. I could see Liverpool conceding one to Burnley. I mean, that could happen, right? But you're paying for, I don't see Burnley putting up much shot volume. So if Alisson gives up a goal, you're screwed, right? And even if he doesn't, getting, 10, 12 points ain't that much. And I see in all these other games that, I mean, you can play anyone you want at this point. I mean, I side with, on the larger slates, from a holistic perspective, in general, macro strategy, the larger the slate, the more likely you should pay down. The smaller the slate, the more likely you should pay up, only just from an opportunity cost. No, on a slate of this size, no one is going to be so highly owned where you're going to have to fade some 20-point goalkeeper. But you're much more likely to get enough points out of one of the cheaper goalkeepers that it's worth playing. So take a shot. On a three-game slate, you know, having the goalkeeper that has 18 while the other ones have 6 is worth a lot more. Here we have 10 goalkeepers to choose from. If you could get 8 to 10 points out of your goalkeeper, you're fine. You're fine. Pick whoever you want.
Ryan, do you have a favorite, or are you just plugging in Mark Flecken in every lineup?
I don't know about Flecken. You know, Trafford had 8 saves a couple weeks ago against Liverpool. Seems like he's going to make some saves here unless they score 8 goals or something.
Well, Darwin's going to score 4 goals or he's going to hit the post 4 times. That's not good for Trafford.
Trafford is going to save a couple of those onto the post.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I think
McAllister is going to take three penalties and Trafford's going to save all three of them.
Yeah. I think you can play Neto. I like Bournemouth. I can see them winning that game. But yeah, no, I don't really have any Bournemouth takes. I like the cheap keepers.
You guys have any final thoughts here? We're a bit rusty. We're already past 60 minutes and I haven't even gotten to your final thoughts yet, but Jordan, who's going to be what's going to be your favorite route? You kind of like these Luton Town guys, or did Ryan say they're going to be too popular, so you're going to go somewhere else?
They're not going to be too popular. People aren't used to playing Luton. I think Doughty is going to be popular, but I think you could, I mean, playing a Ogbeni Adebayo type of lineup. I mean, I have no problem playing. I have no problem playing the Sheffield side either. Like, I have no problem playing Hammer in that lineup, or McAtee in that lineup, or Asula in that line. To me, that's my, if compared to ownership of at least my expected ownership, I prefer the Luton Sheffield game. And then other than that, I mean, really, I as of right now, I'm avoiding the Tottenham Brighton game. And I know it's, oh, well, the goal total's high. It's like the prices here, just like, well, as long as the goal gets spread out, I'm fine, right? I'd much rather take a shot on a one-off Tony, a one-off Neto, a one-off, like maybe not, I'm not stacking Wolves Brentford. And my least favorite game is probably Fulham Bournemouth. I think from a floor perspective, there are some guys here, but can you take a shot on Solanke? I mean, sure. I mean, he's fine. He's very similar to Tony, right? I don't mind playing him as a one-off. But, like, I mean, just these are I think Fulham is going to be over-owned. I think guys like William Pereira in GPPs are going to be over-owned. And I think the Liverpool stacks are going to be over-owned because, like, price dictates that. Like, if you wanted to make for the 333 qualifier, I think that would be the best spot if you wanted to just play six Liverpool players to do it there and not in the large field. Like, do it just McAllister, Elliott, Diaz, Jota. I mean, you could Van Dijk. You could play six of those guys. I just don't necessarily think that's the path to large field wins, obviously, unless Liverpool scores six or seven goals. But in this game where they only score three goals, it's pretty much certain that someone in one of these games, there's going to be one or two players that you're going to need to have that you're foregoing for a Liverpool player that ends up with 12 points while you could have gotten like 26 from someone else.
So, Ryan, who is that player who's going to win you the tournament?
Man, I already said it's Ross Barkley for all the cheese.
The one player that Jordan isn't using is Ross Barkley. He's playing everyone else on Luton Town.
Yeah, Jordan Clark. Jordan Clark's cheap. You play Clark, Adebayo, Morris. You play everyone but Barkley. And then watch
one
Ross
of us
Barkley.
One of us will do well.
Right, Ross Barkley will score a hat trick on unassisted goals and take no set pieces. And you're sitting there going, how does he do it? How does this guy do it again?
You're not playing David Fofana this week, Ryan.
No. Come on. Like, I thought about that too. Like,
he's officially your guy.
This always happens. Like, they should have started him last week. They didn't. He come on and score. Then the teams do this all the time. Now they're going to start him in a nightmare matchup where he can't do anything probably. And then, you know, he's benched the next week because, you know, they failed in this matchup against Liverpool. You know, I'm not going to do it. Although, you know, Burnley had pretty substantial XG the last when these teams met a month ago or so. I mean, that was at home, obviously. But, yeah, no, I'm not playing Burnley on this slate.
Okay, we just had to get that answer. But rotowire.com/soccer trial, 48-hour trial to get this cheat sheet. And everything else on the site, been using this if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter. And if you are watching on YouTube or Twitter, make sure to give a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel, to our FSWA nominated podcast. Shouts to everyone for listening. Shouts to Jordan. Shouts to Ryan. Thank you for the show, guys. We're not going to crack 70 minutes. We're not going to do it. We got to start our Fridays. We got to start our busy Fridays. Jordan has two more Super Bowl shows he has to do. He's got to do a bunch of plus EV shows. So he's got to look at a bunch of Travis Kelce, a bunch of Taylor Swift props. So he's got a busy 24, 48 hours here. So you can find Jordan at BlenderHD. Ryan is at Ryan Belongi. I'm at Rotas Drake. Thank you, guys. See everyone probably next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, everybody.